Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake.
WJTL Toby Mac's I'm Sorry, a Lament. Before that, we celebrated Kirk Franklin's 51st birthday, his song with Mary Mary called Thank You. Good morning to you. It's Tuesday at 7:04.
Hey, good morning, friends. I know that it didn't maybe do as much snow and freezing rain as we thought yesterday, but we do have storm crew up. There are several schools that have gone virtual or do have delays, so check out the storm crew banner at WJTL.com. You can click right there to figure out what cancellations, delays, virtual school is happening for you this morning.
Joining us this morning from Hope Inspire Love, the co-founder and president, Amy Thurston. Good morning to you, Amy.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having us.
So great to have you on the phone. Amy, anybody you want to say hi to?
Oh, my word. Yes, I just want to say good morning to my family and friends, my husband and my daughter, Sophia, and, of course, my Victory Tribe out there. I am honored to be on staff there and love our family over there.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, you're with Hope Inspire Love. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do and how you guys got started?
Absolutely. This all started in 2017 when we were founded. And what's crazy is we were founded because of a train ride. So you think, what in the world would a train ride have anything to do with why we exist? And so really, a lot of times with human trafficking organizations, they're started by women. But our organization was actually started by my husband, Steve Thurston. And it was him because of a train ride that he was on his way to a job interview in Philadelphia. It was there that he saw an older gentleman and a younger lady on the same train ride, and he noticed something was a little bit off. But at first, he thought it was a father and daughter having a morning fight, maybe because of just the fact that she wasn't dressed the same way as everybody else, and we noticed that she didn't have a phone. Just there was a lot of things that just didn't add up. And on that ride, my husband said, man, there's something that's just not right here, and yet he didn't know what it was. He just knew that something didn't sit right in his spirit, and he said, what do I do? What am I supposed to do? And as he looked around on the train, Steve noticed that nobody else cared. It didn't matter to anybody else. And it was there that he said, I've got to do something, but he didn't know what to do. And then it was too late. They got off the train, and he left for his interview, and as he came home, he felt so defeated. It was there that he said to me, Amy, we can't go another day without understanding what we just saw, and we have to make a difference in this world because there are people that need to know that something is not right out there. And when he realized what the signs were, he realized it was human trafficking.
Wow.
And what we realized was that there's 45,000 cases of human trafficking that have been reported alone just here in the United States. And what's interesting to me and crazy is that right now, every 30 seconds, another person is trafficked. So let's put that into perspective. That means that 960 people would be trafficked today alone.
Wow.
So it's happening here in our communities, right here in our own backyards. And Hope Inspire Love exists to change these statistics. We exist to eradicate human trafficking and sexual exploitation. And so that's why it's a heartbeat of ours, is that there's things that need to be done. And we were founded on that principle to do that in three different ways. So we provide outreach and awareness, and we do that through powerful messages and videos and trainings, digital media and written presentations. And what's great is it brings people together. It brings people to be that mission with us and have a heartbeat for the same things that we have a heartbeat for. And then we also educate and create resources. This is huge. We want to be able to equip people with information to prevent this happening. And we get to do that, and we get to give those resources out to say, you don't have to be like us. We didn't know the statistics, so let's us help you to know the signs and what to do. And then my favorite part is we are advocates for survivors. Advocates need voices. And so what we do is we partner with local organizations that are on the front lines, rescuing survivors and direct them to safe environments and restoration programs that help them get the care that they need. So that's why we're here, and this is why we exist.
That's awesome. A few weeks ago, you provided our Winning Wednesday giveaway for us, and we were so thankful for that. And one of the things that you provided in those packs to our winning listeners was a 31 Days of Prayer for Human Trafficking book. Can you tell us a little bit about that book and the inspiration from it?
Oh, yes. Oh, we are so excited that we were able to launch the 31 Days of Prayer of Human Trafficking. Again, this was the heartbeat of my husband. It was his idea. I love that Steve has such a passion for this. And he said, Amy, I think for the month of January, we need to come out with a prayer book. I think that we need to be praying for survivors and those on the front lines every day. And so what we did was we began to reach out to friends that are working in the fight to end human trafficking. We reached out to survivors that we work with, pastors and leaders that have a heart for this. And we said, would you write a prayer? And each one of them picked a prayer that they felt passionate about. And they said, yes, I would love to write a prayer. And then we aligned it with scripture. And we would encourage you guys to join us as prayer warriors with consistent, intentional, and guided prayers. This is a way that you can start saying, hey, how do I make a difference? What can I do? And it's a great tool to intercede in prayer on behalf of the victims of human trafficking. And your prayer will be a powerful weapon to shut down this perverse industry. And so each day you go ahead and you read the prayer and it aligns with the scripture. And then my favorite part is there's a whole page for journal and reflection. Because I think so often there's times where we'll read the word or we'll read a prayer and God is speaking to us. And there just needs to be a place that we can reflect, but also it might be a place that you want to write down your own prayer. So what we would love to do is we want to give this resource to you for free. So all you have to do is go to hopeinspirelove.org/pray and we'll ship it to you for free as well. Because we want you to have this resource. And the best part is, it's not just for January. Even though we launched it for January, this is something you can do all year long and something you can keep by your Bible or your other devotional book and just grab it and each day just get out the prayer and just, you know, meditate on that. And because think of just the impact of all of us taking a moment to be praying for the same initiative. Man, God can do awesome things with that.
We're talking with Amy Thurston. Amy and her husband Steve are the founders and presidents of Hope Inspire Love, and we invite you to visit their website and join them in their fight against human trafficking, hopeinspirelove.org. We'll talk more with Amy coming up in a bit. We also have more music.